Nashville-based banjo player Abigail Washburn has devoted her career to bridging the divide between the United States and China. She performs in both countries in both languages. She talked to WPLN's Emily Siner in our live series and podcast, Movers and Thinkers, about the challenge of interpreting music from one culture to another.
Abigail Washburn didn't live in China until college, but she fell in love with it. She made Chinese friends, became fluent in Mandarin, and when she later became a bluegrass musician, she also started writing songs in the language. One was based on a traditional Chinese poem
from the 9th century called Song of the Traveling Son.
Her version is called Song of the Traveling Daughter. In English, the lines translate to this.
Outside your door, the world is waiting. Inside your heart, a voice is calling. The four corners of the world are watching you, so you better go get it, girl. Travel, daughter, travel.
But here's what Abigail has noticed. Chinese audiences really like her bluegrass music, and they like hearing their traditional music, too. But her interpretive work doesn't get the same response.
In general, I would say my original music in Chinese up to this point, the newness of my creations aren't exciting. History has proven itself. The ancient arts are incredible. Why do you need to introduce this new stuff?
That doesn't mean her work is futile, she says, because she's also noticed in America.
I'll bust into something Chinese that's... And all of a sudden, oh, my banjo just sang with me. And all of a sudden, people will get excited, you know, and they'll be like, wow, that really does sound pretty good. And it surprises them, you know, because maybe they've never heard Chinese music before. But all of a sudden, for some people, it will resonate and they'll start to think about some Chinese things, these associations with China. And so what that says to me is every time I get to share this music, whether it sounds foreign, it sounds familiar, comfortable, uncomfortable, it creates closeness.
Proof, she says, that music can be a powerful tool. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
You can hear more of our interview with Abigail Washburn on the newest episode of our podcast, Movers and Thinkers. It's about interpreters. Listen on iTunes, Google Play, or on our website, WPLN.org.